USA Radio News.
Democratic and Republican candidates nationwide will continue to make their final pitches to voters before Tuesday's midterm elections. President Trump hit the road earlier today and said voter enthusiasm is high among Republicans.
There's a great electricity in the air, like we haven't seen, in my opinion, since the 16 election. So something's happening. We'll see. But I think we're going to do very well.
The president's final rally will be held tonight in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Multiple reports out there say hackers have attempted to breach the U.S. election system more than 160 times since August. Chris Krebs is the Undersecretary of Homeland Security. He joined CBS this morning and talked about the differences between 2016 and now.
So unlike 2016, where we had intelligence that the Kremlin and Russia was attempting to interfere with our election, we don't have that same level of understanding.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of My Doctor Suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says denuclearization talks with North Korean officials are resuming this week in New York. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called the coming talks a good opportunity to move towards specifics of when and how Pyongyang might end its nuclear weapons program.
We're very focused. We know with whom we're negotiating. We know what their positions are. And President Trump's made his position very clear. No economic relief until we have achieved our ultimate objective.
Last week, Pyongyang made a threat it would seriously consider resuming its nuclear testing if U.S. economic sanctions were not lifted. I'm John Clemens.
North Dakota, Michigan, Utah, and Missouri voters will vote Tuesday on whether to legalize marijuana for recreational or medicinal purposes. And tonight on Monday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys play host to the Tennessee Titans. With a win tonight, the Cowboys would improve their record to 4-4. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Some new information's coming out concerning Alec Baldwin's latest arrest in New York City. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The actor may have slapped and not punched his alleged victim during an argument over a parking space last week. As TMZ is reporting, law enforcement officials say the male driver, who took Baldwin's parking spot, later told cops the actor struck him with his hand. Officials say that description is more consistent with a slap rather than a punch, as had been reported. If it was a slap, it might not be considered assault if the two men were involved in a shoving match at the time.
Movies about music are tops at the box office this weekend. USA Radio Network's Wendy King runs it down.
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Do it again. One more.
How many more Galileos do you want?
Roger, there's only room in this band for one hysterical queen.
Bohemian Rhapsody is queen at the box office, being the number one movie in America, earning $50 million over the weekend. Coming in at number two, The Nutcracker and The Four Realms with $20 million, followed by Nobody's Fool at number three. A Star is Born, the other musical movie, drops down to number four. And the remake of Halloween with Jamie Curtis drops down to number five. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.